How to buy a house. The real estate market can be terrifying, which is part of the reason I love it so much. But it can be downright petrifying when it involves what may be your most valuable possession, your home. The market changes every day, sometimes every minute. For home buyers, some of whom will buy one house in a lifetime, trying to time the market perfectly can be a ridiculous waste of time. In 10, 20, or 40 years, any small variations in the price of your house will have amortized into a blip on your financial radar screen. You have to go with your gut. And if you love a house and you can afford it and your broker assures you that you're paying a fair market price, you're paying the best price. It's as simple as that. When it comes to your home, don't be concerned about spending more than it's worth if you know that you will be there forever and you'll be happy there. Sometimes the emotional price you put on a house may exceed the market price. Buying a home is different from the pure economics of investing in real estate. If you simply cannot afford a house that you love, don't be shy about underbidding. Sometimes the seller will surprise you. Before you start looking for a house or even figuring out what you can afford to buy, make sure you have money socked away. Brokers and sellers will take you seriously, and you will increase your bargaining power as you're able to increase the size of your down payment. Buying a house is a serious investment, and banks and lenders will be there to help you make that investment. A typical home buyer will not have access to 100% financing, and you have to be as invested as your lender. The down payment should be your own personal gauge for your commitment to the house. Don't lose sight of the checks and balances, because ultimately it will all come down to your checks and balances. While it's good to be mindful of costs when buying a house, don't go overboard. Don't try to save money on necessary items, such as not getting a survey where it might be of value, or relying on people who are not well recommended or not known. Do not attempt to save small amounts of money on items that are important parts of the process. People often stupidly try to save money at a real estate closing, since some adjustments will probably still be made and the negotiations will not have ended. But don't be hard-headed and cheap when it comes to buying a house. It's counterproductive. Simply put aside some money before you begin the house buying process. Call it your reserve budget, and then legal and financial situations that arise will not be skipped to cut costs. Undermining the purchase of your home from the beginning will only end up haunting you down the line.